The action in prompt engineering remains highly focused on deep process enhancement. Users are moving far beyond basic questioning, building methods that force models to self-correct. One standout post involved using LLMs not just for writing content, but for verifying consistency across vast datasets, like analyzing 1,000 transcripts from a single financial channel. The capability demonstrated here suggests this method could be used anywhere text needs rigorous verification, potentially even flagging inconsistencies in public statements or political rhetoric. Another advanced technique gaining traction is structured output refining. One user detailed a triple pass prompting method, having the model first produce a draft, then assume the role of a sharp critic to attack that draft, and finally rewrite it based on those critiques. This shows that building the process is more valuable than demanding a single perfect answer. The trend toward dedicated workflow tools also emerged. Some developers are creating platforms designed specifically to help users realize they have forgotten context or constraints in their prompts, suggesting prompt buffers or interactive learning apps modeled after language programs like Duolingo. These resources aim to solve the core problem of vague user input by guiding the engineer to fill in necessary details automatically. Moving over to QN AI communities, the discussions are heavily weighted toward highly specialized agentic applications and local execution. A major highlight was running a powerful, locally hosted model on an open-source professional environment like Revit for BIM, building information modeling. This allowed users to perform complex tasks like identifying doors across levels, generating schedules, and exporting the data, all without sending proprietary project files to any cloud service. The emphasis here is heavily on maximizing data privacy and control. Performance remains a key metric, with several users sharing detailed benchmarking of QN on specialized NVIDIA hardware like the Spark series. These discussions dive into specific inference engines and optimization techniques required to run massive models efficiently for agentic coding tasks. Furthermore, users are addressing practical issues, such as clarifying that any chat limits encountered are almost certainly enforced by the provider of the API, not an inherent limit of the model itself. Overall, the community tone is shifting toward implementing powerful, self-contained AI agents that handle professional, complex workflows while maintaining strict local control over sensitive data.